The Kutta Teda, Tzav, page Yudalid, first column. Last thing the Alter Rebbe is discussing, there's two matzahs before midnight, after midnight. The one before midnight is the lower level of Yira, the lower level of Amuna. Then you come to the higher level, which is after Chatzes. And therefore the lower matzahs, the matzahs before midnight needs to be guarded. It shouldn't come to Chametz because it's still connected to evil. On the other hand, the second matzah is it couldn't become Chametz because that level of Kedusha is not connected to evil whatsoever. So he says, if that's the case, so now we can understand the answer to the question asked before. The question was, how do we say that the matzah we eat today before midnight is the same matzah that they ate after midnight? That refers to the second matzah. So the question is asked before, how do we today eat matzah before chatzeis, which represents the matzah after chatzeis? The difference between pre-chatzes, post-chatzes, was while the Eden were in Mitzrayim, before Matan Torah. They didn't have Torah mitzvahs. Therefore, because it was before Matan Torah, before midnight, the Jews didn't have the ability to receive that level of post-chatzes. It was too great of a level. They had no vessel for it. And only through the lower level of bittul they had then, by doing the Korban Pesach and the blood and all that, in other words, in Mitzrayim they had no Torah mitzvahs. Therefore, they needed the two, as they're called, the bloody mitzvahs, Dam Mila, Dam Pesach. They needed to do that before midnight to be able to handle the revelation after midnight. But after the Eden, Matan Torah, got Torah mitzvahs in Har Sinai, b'chol Hashana kula, gam kedem haPesach, even before Pesach, mamshich and mamshoches halukusei deyamit Torah mitzvahs. That today, a whole year, we bring down Kedusha. So we're making the keli a whole year. Therefore,
without
Torah mitzvahs,
there is no keli to
receive. No. Okay, gam b'matzah zushanu echum kedem chatzeis. Therefore, the matzah that we eat before chatzeis, yechelim anu, aydei kiyam ha-terim mitzvahs sekadim kol hashana, by keeping terim mitzvahs a whole year, lekabo b'chinas gili shechina, to receive the shechina from the level of nigla aleim melch malchim amlochim acha chatzeis. Okay? So therefore, the answer is very simple. We have terim mitzvahs a whole year, therefore, even before chatzeis, you can handle the revelation of after chatzeis. The matzah b'kadmisa first was matzah and then came mitzvah. B'taytzis vav. The Zohar has an expression, first was matzah, then mitzvah. Now matzah and mitzvah is the difference with a vav without a vav. So in Mitzrayim, first they had matzah without the vav, before chatzeis, and then afterwards with the vav. Nimsa b'chinas matzah, mitzvah zel b'chinu matrei matzah beis, which is mitzvahs molivav. I know why, l'fishay deikim ha-teirav ha-mitzvahs. By keeping teirav mitzvahs nimsha b'chinas terach ha-mudei er of keser el-yein, a whole year you do mitzvahs, like we learned the 620 is the 620 pillars of fire of light that connect Hashem and us, heaven and earth. And therefore we bring it down a whole year. Shezel atme inyin shenigla aleh melech malchi amlochi. So that itself is the inyin of Nigla Lehem, what we do a whole year. L'chein ma'ashenim shalom b'chatzei shlaila, which is Eisrotz, and therefore would reveal to them in Mitzrayim at the auspicious time of midnight Nimshech lanu b'matzah zushana eichun keinim chatzis. We get it before midnight. Hayinu mitzad sheyesh lanu teinim mitzvahs. Shein atzmi yisrotzen elyon, which is the essence of Hashem. So therefore, a whole year, we're making the vessel, we're bringing down alukos. So therefore, when it comes Pesach night, even before midnight, we can reveal that level, because we do it a whole year. Zel shama b'agod. And therefore, he says like this. Matzah zushanu eichlim al shuma. We say this, the matzah we eat. We don't say the matzah they ate in Mitzrayim. What do we say in that God? The matzah that we eat now, why is it? Because of the post Chatzes revelation. Because now that's what we're eating. Bishleim b'yaisim golus Mitzrayim, what it means like this. In Mitzrayim, I understand, there are negolus akrip of sitrachim ma'id. They were very much into evil. They had no Torah mitzvahs. Therefore, they were commanded to eat matzah keinim chatzeis, which is matzah's chosevav, k'deli yislam lahachona, that they should have a preparation. That she'd be able to have this great revelation. But now that we have Torah mitzvahs, im kein, so now the question is, that's what we asked in that Agada. So now the question is the opposite. So why do we eat matzah before chatzeis? We should eat only matzah after chatzeis, because we have the revelation after chatzeis. So why do we need to eat the matzah before chatzeis? So that what the answer is. Okay, so he said the Mishana, we answer in the Haggadah, Al Shum Shlehispik, Pirish, meaning, Achilas Matzah Shalonu, our matzah that we eat. In other words, the question is, if we already had that revelation, so we should only eat matzah after Chatzis. One second, so the answer is that the matzah we eat before Chatzis is the matzah after Chatzis. Pirish Achilas Matzah Afo Pishon Echon Reitzel Tnei Chatzis Dafka, Mikoma Kaim, Eino Inyan Vam Shoch. We don't have the revelation only from the first matzah before chatzis, al nim shobam gamki mechinas madregis a matzah base, which is bittul meira godol. Actually, his pikla hachmet said it couldn't become golos v'bechinas hagilun shenigla lehem melch malchi amlochem ga'olam. The super revelation, like we learned, malchi amlochem is the four levels of atzilus. Melech malchi amlochem is a level higher than atzilus. And he says, so the Pearl Dalt Rebbe says like this, interesting point. The matzah we eat before chatzis has both advantages. We eat it before chatzis, as the milah before chatzis, but it also has the milah after chatzis. So we have two in one. In that time in Mitzrayim, they had two separate ones, before Chatzis, after Chatzis. Pre-Gilui, after Gilui. Now there's an advantage in each one over the next. Because, like we learned, there's Bittul Ayesh and Bittul B'Mitzias. Bittul Ayesh means, I have my own desires, I really want to do other things, but I give them up for Hashem. It's a lower level of Bittul. Higher level of Bittul is, Hashem wants, that's what I want. So level-wise, that's a much higher bittul. Whatever Hashem wants, I want. That's it. I'm on a level of complete bittul. But fighting-wise, the lower level of bittul is a bigger fight. Because you have to break yourself much more than if you got to the point, whatever Hashem wants, I want. So therefore, the matzah before midnight, he said, represents the lower level of yira, the lower level of amunah. The matzah after chatzis represents the higher level of amunah, the higher level of bittul. So therefore, we, before chatzis, have both together. We have the advantage of the pre-chatzis matzah, which is bittul, bittul ayesh, plus the post-matzah, the gilui of Hashem.
Rabbi, the advantage of bittul ayesh, you said, was that it's more of a struggle.
Sure.
Bittul, when it's after chatzis.
That's like the difference between Beinoni and Tzaddik. Yeah? What? No. What are you talking about? So lecheira, how is it possible to have both things in one matzah? The lower level and the higher level. How can you have both in one matzah? He says like this. The difference between chametz and matzah, we know, is only the letter hey. Okay, matzah is mem tzadik hey, and this is ches mem tzadik. So the whole difference is a ches versus a hey. Vinei, a hey, mili shalom, gamkin eis hey. Okay, we learned already, every letter in the Aleph Beis has what's called a milun. You have the letter itself, like Aleph, okay? But you pronounce it, Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei. Beis is a beis, but you pronounce it beis yutzav, okay? The letter hey can have three types of milui in Kabbalah. Hey, 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 Aleph, or hey,
yud,
thank you. Hey, Aleph, hey, hey, and hey, yud. Here the Alter Rebbe says, this matzah is hey, hey, the hey, nikra machpela. Therefore, the letter hey is called a doubled letter. Because the letter hey is a hey and the milu is a hey. Obeys ahi in elu merumazim behei achas the matzah, and therefore the hey of matzah represents both levels of hey. What does it mean? Ki amilu yibechinis helam amustav and helam teichei atzma. Okay. So he says like this: when you have the two heys, when you say hey, so it's hey hey. So the first hey that you see and pronounce, so to speak, is the revealed one. The milui is the hidden one. Like Aleph. Aleph Lamed Pei. You see the letter Aleph. You don't see Lamed Pei. That's hidden. So he says, milui b'chinas helem amustev and helem teichei atzma. And that helem teichei, that's the level of Malchus. Shoshim b'chinas keset is the ultimate level of keset because the north chilosim is safe. Okay? So the Pearl Dalt Rebbe says, how is it shaykh to have both levels of matzah in one eating? He said, because the uniqueness of matzah is the letter hey, and there's a milui in hey, so you have the hey, the hidden level of alukus, and the revealed level of alukus, it's all together in one thing. Okay? So far, Dalt Rebbe explained the two levels of matzah, the matzah we eat before, but at the beginning of the Maimer, Dalt Rebbe asked a question. It says, Sheish Yisiyam Matecha Matzahis. You have to eat matzah 6 days. And then you come to the seventh day Yom Tov, which implies by eating matzah 6 days, you'll have the seventh day Kriyas Yom Tov. Right? So he said, what's the connection between eating matzah? Because in Mitzrayim, they only ate matzah one day. So he said,
what's the connection of eating it?
The Pasuk says, 6 days you'll eat matzah, and the seventh day is Yom Tov.
Right.
Which implies by eating matzah 6 days, you come to the seventh day. Right? But Lachem Mitzrayim only ate matzah one day.
Yeah.
So like, why is this 6 days of matzah causing this 7 day Kriyas Yom Tov? So he says, "At the tzarich lovin yin shvi shal Pesach." Now we need to understand what shvi shal Pesach is. Ve'echdayidei sheshes yom teichom matzahs tchila. How by eating 6 days matzah, as a dafka b'yem ashvi atzeres, which is in yin Kriyas Yom Tov. So okay, so now the question is, how by eating matzah 6 days do you come to this level of Kriyas Yom Tov? So he says, Hinei, Inyan Yam V'Yabo Shalomayla. What happened to Kriyas Yom Tov? We learned many, many times. There's the Yam split. Okay. Now what is Yam and Yabosha? Ocean versus dry land. Half the world is ocean, half the approximately give or take a few thousand miles, whatever. It's half and half. That's the way the Eibishter created the world. So he says, Lamailam. That's the level of Alma Diskasya, but Alma Disgalya. Down here is a, so to speak, not a personification, but a revelation of what's going on up there. Up there, there's hidden worlds and revealed worlds. Down here, there's a hidden world and a revealed world. In the world, there's a hidden world and a revealed world. Similar to the aspect of Yam and Eretz, ocean and dry land. The Gemara says, "Kol mashiyesh bayabashi yesh bayam." Everything that exists in the dry land is in the ocean. Everything in the ocean exists in the dry land. What's the difference between yam and yabasha? He says, "Yabasha mezgalya, and the yabasha you see everything. It's all visual. It's all visible. Mashenkem bayam Hein biskasya fishe muvloim mukhusim betekha yam shemakhasalem. Okay? So just think down here, you have revealed things in the world and hidden things in the world. Now, why is it down here like that? Because Lamaila, it's like that. Kamei Kin Lamaila. There's a level of Malchus Datsilis is called Eretz and Nikayam. We find that Malchus of Atsilis, certain places is called Eretz, in certain places is called Yam, ocean. That means Malchus has within it the revealed aspect of Malchus and the hidden level of Malchus. I know. Therefore, like this, the level of Malchus that comes into the lower worlds to make him exist, which there the level Almid is Galyan. That's called the level of Eretz. Meaning like this, we learned already many times, the world has chain, right? The chain of the world. Okay, so you have Chochmin, to Bina, into Das, into Ches, and Gvura Tefes. When you get to Malchus, it's still the chain of the four worlds. So then, Malchus of Atzilis comes into the next world of Bria, in the Chochmin of Bria, to give existence to Bria. The Malchus of Bria comes into Yitzir, and so on and so forth. Now, in this link, that's why they're called links, Shtalshus is a chain. Now, in a chain, each link has two parts of it. There's part of the link, the lower link that's in and the high in the higher link, and then you have the lower part of the link that comes into the lower part, right? The link connects one and three is connected by link two, so link two part of it's in one and part of it's in three, right? So he says the level of Malchus that comes into Bia, into Bria, it's in Asiya, that's called Eretz because is giving existence to Bria, which is already Yesh Miayin. So therefore, that level is called Eretz. The level of Malchus, the way it's still within Atzilis, it's not revealing itself into the lower world. The higher level of the link, so to speak, that's called the hidden world, because that's not revealed in the lower worlds. Right? So Malchus has these two aspects. So he says, Vazen Neman, that's what the Patsik says. Tachi Ha'aretz. And that's why Eretz is Malchus. So what does the Pasuk say? The earth, Malchus, should reveal vegetation. It means give out to a lower level. Okay. The creation of Gashmias comes from Malchus Datsilis. That becomes Atik the Bria, the crown of Bria. Okay, so therefore like this, the lower level of Malchus is the way called Eretz, the way it comes into the lower worlds. Mashenkim chinz midas atzmed atzilis, but the other midas of atzilis, including the higher level of Malchus, that's in atzilis, that's not revealed into Yesh Miayin yet. What?
It's more than that, he said Malchus connected to up and down. Zman and Malchus.
No, Zman and Malchus begins in the lower part of it. When Malchus comes into Bria, it's where time begins. By the way, Malchus is speech, right? You have two levels of speech. Before you speak, it's hidden, and after you speak, it's revealed. Or even before you speak, the way it is in thought, I mean, normally, you have to think before you speak. I mean, it might not be thinking too much, but in order to verbalize the letters, articulate the letters, you need to think, right? That's the level of Dibur in Helen. That level of Dibur, it's already formulated in your... The words are already formulated, not the concept. Once you formulate words, yeah, to know what you're going to say, the particular words... That's already the way Malchus comes into, but it's still before you speak, so it's still a hidden level of Malchus. I know that, but they still have to think minimally just to say the words.
Yeah. But your full cognition of what you intend to say comes from verbalizing.
Right. That's where Malchus comes into revelation, is Dibur. That's where Hashem created the world with Dibur. Because that's the level of Malchus speech coming into a revealed form, okay? But like we learned, Shabbos, which Hashem stops speaking, so then the world is created with Machshava.
So it always has two parts. One is
who?
Malchut. It always has. One is hidden and one is revealed.
Yeah, but you have that in every sphere. Chochma, part of Chochma goes into Bina, part of Chochma stays within Chochma. That's it in between Zohar and Malchus. Zohar is weighted by itself. Malchus of Chochma is the way it comes into Bina. There's the Zohar of Bina, in each one composed of all, right? But
where does the response from what we say stand in this formula? Because that's when we really understand what we our thoughts are, when we get the response from what you say.
No, even without a response, you get what you say, hopefully.
Robert, what happened to the women?
Women are Malchus. Women are level Malchus. That's why the Gemara says 10 levels of speech came into the world, women took 9. That's what the Gemara says.
Really?
Huh?
Really?
Yeah? Yeah. Are you surprised?
You're not being cynical?
No, no, the Gemara is not cynical. The Gemara says a statement.
In his family, he taught James.
Okay. You know, just to clarify, it says in Kabbalah, there's certain male that have female neshamas.
Really? No, I choose my wife because I realize I can talk for both of us.
I know, you understand. So there's certain neshamas, it says in Kabbalah. No, I'm not joking. There's certain masculine neshamas and feminine neshamas. Sometimes feminine neshamas come into a male body.
Is that how gay
I don't know, though. There's a guy that said, a man said, I come from a female body. I was in a female body before I was born, in his mother. But no, that's a whole different issue. In a, it's late. Okay, Malchus mekabel sarvah shefem erin tzavayidei amidus tatzilis. So Malchus gets from the higher levels of an atzilis, right? And then afterwards, Malchus v'ach mimena davka nimshuch achakach in the level of biyah. Vashefa me'erd ein tzav ha'idei midas tatzilis. U'mena davka nimshuch achakach biyah ki b'chinas erd ein tzav. K'mei she'er b'chinas mimidas o yenim tatzilis. He says like this. Because Malchus, the way it is in atzilis, can't come down into biyah. It's too great. It's still atzilis. Atzilis is bittul. So therefore, Malchus can't reveal the level that Malchus has from the higher levels of Atzilus. It has to wait until it comes to the Bria. Okay.
What's your process of